The princess was at home in her castle, feeling very sad because she did not go to school and she did not have other boys and girls to play with. It looked like it was a very sunny day, and she wished she had some friends to be with. Still feeling sad, she decided to go outside, even if she was by herself. She walked down the path for a little while, and she heard something crying. She stopped and looked around. She couldn't see anything. Then she saw a little kitty crying near the old tree. She bent down. "What's wrong?" asked the princess.
"A dog chased after me and I got scared," said Kitty.
"Oh, that is scary," she agreed. She could see that the kitty was shaking. She sat down next to him and took Kitty into her arms and began to pet his fur slowly and gently with the palm of her hand. As she was petting his soft fur, she could feel the kitty begin to relax in her hands. "There," she said, "any better?" "Yes," said Kitty, "much better. That is very nice, thank you." "Would you like a little treat?" she asked. The princess reached into her pocket and took out a little berry and gave it to the kitty.
"Mmm, that's good," he said, "like candy."
"Those are raspberries from our garden, and they're especially sweet this year. If you like them, and you could be here tomorrow, I'll bring you another."
"Really?" said Kitty. "I would like that very much."
"Okay," the princess said. "I'll see you tomorrow." She gently put Kitty down and stood up. She saw the kitty curl up into a little ball and peacefully fall asleep. The princess kept walking down the path and noticed a bluebird who was trying very hard to make his nest but was struggling with a big branch. The princess reached up on her tippy toes to get the branch and gently put it on the blue jay's nest.
"Thank you very much," said the blue jay. "I was having such a hard time with that branch, and I've been trying to finish my nest for my baby chicks. You saved me a lot of time. That was so nice of you. Thank you."
The princess smiled and said, "I'm so glad I could help." She kept walking deeper and deeper into the forest. She saw an old man who was having trouble walking. She stepped next to him and asked him if he would like a hand.
"I would," said the old man. "As I get older, it's harder to see, and my legs get tired, and I still have a long journey to get to my house."
"Then I will take your hand," said the princess, "and you can lean on me, and I will walk you all the way home." Once they reached his door, the old man was so grateful, he hugged her and said she was very kind. That night, the princess lay alone in her bed and realized she was smiling. She thought about the old man, the blue jay, and the kitty she would bring raspberries to. Suddenly, the princess felt happy. "It's funny," she thought. "I was so sad today, but helping others really made me feel better." This is when she found out something important. When you are kind to others, that can make you happy too. The next time you feel sad, you can try doing something kind for others. It just might make you the happiest little boy, girl, or princess you could possibly be.